The 81-year-old volunteer, who's looked after a Murray pet cemetery for years, has made the heartbreaking decision to stop accepting requests to bury people's beloved animals. Stephen Finlay, who has dedicated his retirement to interring pets at the site in Cullen, has announced his immediate retirement after coming under threat of being charged for routine inspections. His retirement follows a period of anxiety after a Scottish Government body recently advised that he would now have to pay for routine inspections as he was running an animal waste disposal business. The Animal and Plant Health Agency introduced the blanket fees for all cemeteries in response to recently passed EU regulations which dictate inspections are clearly necessary to prevent the outbreak of disease and that the owners of burial sites should be footing the bill for the visits. The Animal and Plant Health Agency introduced the blanket fees for all animal cemeteries in response to recently passed EU regulations which dictate inspections are clearly necessary to prevent the outbreak of disease and that the owners of burial sites should foot the bill for the visits. Last night, Mr. Finlay said it was heartbreaking to have to stop. But despite the efforts of local campaigners, including Murray MP, the Scottish Government confirmed there would be no exemption to the charge. It is understood that representatives from the Animal and Plant Health Agency told Mr. Finlay they had personally tried to find a way for the exemption, but it was unavoidable. The protested fees of £100 were likely to double shortly. In a letter to the agency, Mr. Finlay said that the impending inspection regulations and associated fees to register his alleged business alongside his advancing years had led to the immediate retirement. The pet cemetery can be found by going east past the harbour along Port Long Road and is there nestling in the shelter of a steep brae that pets are caringly interred. The Cullen Burial Site for Animal Companions has been run for more than 20 years by local volunteer Stephen Finlay, who has dedicated his retirement to its upkeep. However, he received a bill from the Animal and Plant Health Agency declaring that he would have to pay for routine inspections due to it running an animal waste disposal business. These were introduced as a result of recently passed EU regulations which dictate the inspections are clearly necessary to prevent the outbreak of disease and that the owners of burial sites should foot the bill for the visits. Murray MP Douglas Ross was contacted by concerned local citizens who feared that this would lead to the cemetery shutting down completely before Mr. Finlay cannot afford to pay the routine fees. However, after speaking to the Scottish Government, Mr. Ross confirmed that no pet cemetery was exempt from the law. He said, "We are all aware of the excellent service Stephen provided to Cullen and the wider community by running the pet cemetery at Cullen free of charge, something he has done for over 20 years. This cemetery is well used by people from far and near to bury their family pets." So I guess the real question is, what is the fate of the Cullen Pet Cemetery? Will the pet cemetery fall into ruin or will it prevail? Will the pet cemetery fall into ruin or will it prevail? And that's all, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Radio Bucky, presented by Alice Boyfield. So I guess the real question is, what is the fate of the Cullen Pet Cemetery? Will the pet cemetery fall into ruin or will it prevail? And that's all, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Radio Bucky, presented by Alice Boyfield.